1 RD monitoring.
Go mobile.
Bernice says I can't get on here because she's getting ready to put her meal on here in a few seconds, but I want to say good afternoon and y'all be safe out there in 0TR.
TO4LAO, well, thanks. You can't miss supper, man. That's important stuff. Hey, quick question for you. If I'm trying to get to New Zealand from the States, what's a good time of the day and band to try?
Probably 20 meters, 17 meters, and Gray Line would be my guess, but I'm no expert on it right now with the sunspots the way they are, Jim. But that'd be the best guess. Go over to DX Summit and bring up a ZL1, whatever call you can imagine there. And then when you click on it, it'll bring down, it'll say vocat predictions. Click on that, and it'll show you at what time and what band is your best percentage of time of working that station.
I had a QSO on Zoom with a guy today from New Zealand, and he's in the class I'm in, and I said, hey, we need to try this live on the air, so that's what we're trying to do.
Roger. Well, she's got my stew and my toasted cheese on, so I got to go or she's going to kill me. Good luck, Jim, and let me know how you do. KO4LAO and 0TR73.
Hope you enjoy your meal there in ZLTR. Yeah, she kills you. You can't eat anymore, so that's a good incentive to be at the table. So we'll say 73 to you and talk to you next time. KO4LAO clear. 4CPA Mobile. CPA, this is KO4LAO. Good afternoon, David. KB4LAO, KB4CPA.
Good afternoon. You're going to have to remind me of your name, please, sir.
LAO, Jim, and Traveler's Rest.
All right, KO4LAO, I butchered up your call. Sorry about that, Jim. Well, how are things in Traveler's Rest, or as we used to say, TR?
Imagine everybody's getting ready for what might be a good snowfall here, we'll see. Yeah, I'm headed over to Paris Mountain State Park there to do a little CW work at the park up there if I can.
I've checked in on sideband on some parks on the net. Is that the same thing?
Tested mine out. I mean, Paris Mountain is a POTA registered park, so. You can run one from there. I'm not going to do that this afternoon, but I do. It's got some good places to go up there and just test out a mobile rig.
Well, that's neat. I've called a couple of those. I think they call it parks on the air and on sideband and. I just thought it was interesting.
I put an ICOM 7300 in a DC power management system in a Go box, and I've hooked my keyer up to it, so I want to see how well it works out. Just connected it to my... I've got one of those Tar Heel M75 antennas to see how it works out.
Tar Heel M75. I'm not sure I'm not familiar with that. Who makes that?
Tar Heel brand, if I'm correct about that. And the probably their more famous antenna is the little Tar Heel antenna that you can just raise and lower, in order on the coil to get the lowest SWR for the band you're going to try and operate on.
Nice, so you don't have to have a tuner with it.
Put a tuner with it. MFJ actually makes a pretty good little tuner for the ICOM 7300. It's the MFJ 939i for ICOM. and it has a good interface with it, then you don't have to have a separate power supply for it because the ICOM radio will power it.
That's good to know. I'm toying with the idea of buying an amp, and I'll have to have a tuner, which was really kind of disappointing because the radio already has a tuner, but the tuner has to be after the amp. So anyway, I've been looking at I think it's an MFJ990A, I think it's the number on it. I think it's an automatic tuner.
There's been some pluses and minuses with the MFJ, but for the ones they're building these automatic tuners, and that's what this 939 is, it's an automatic tuner. It seems to do a pretty good job. I was happy with the first one, so I bought a second one for a go box.
I pull that handle.
Handle 200, and I don't have any amplifier for mine, so I'm not pushing, you know, more than 100 watts. And for digital or CW, you don't even need that. 30 would be more than plenty.
Gonna make sure I have the repeater here. I'm gonna get probably about a 600 or 700 watt amp. So I'll need something a little beefier than that. I don't want to blow it up. Keep the mic until that thing starts smoking.
Got it, but I think I've pretty well been convinced that you don't need more than 100 watts because you can't listen. You know, it doesn't improve your listening ability unless somebody else has got a, you know, high output as well. So I've got a, for now, I'm not planning to put a beam antenna up or anything like that. I seem to be getting along just fine with just 100 watts.
I wouldn't use it a lot. I've just heard some stations on sideband that are 5x9 and I just need something to cut through the QRM.
You've got some good reasons for it. You know, there's a lot of guys who really push out a lot of power, and they do a lot of talking with friends who have the same, and it works out real good for them, I think. But for just everyday regular QSOs, normally, so far I seem to be in the position of just 100 watts will work fine.
Talked to a guy in Chile last night. I'm trying to think of the band I was on. Gosh, I'll have to go back and look at the log, I guess. But anyway, I was just running 100 watts into my Carolina Wyndham because that's all I got. Barefoot, as they say.
Stop and check into a place here real quick to get through the park. That 100 watts seems to work just fine for me for now.
I'm sure I can find something else to spend the money on. But I don't know. Like I said, I'm just toying with the idea right now.
I heard about a good keyer the other day that has a great decoder in it, so I'm looking at maybe doing that, but that's about the half the price of a good ICOM 7300 used.
Look at it that way. you gotta, if you want it, get it. That's what I say.
All our gear is bound to be at some future sale somewhere.
I say, oh, look, there's an old 7300 for sale. Man, oh, man, that was a good radio back in the day.
In General TR.
Tom, how you doing?
Oh, I was just hearing you guys talk. And I was talking to Jim before you. And, you're going to ruin yourself with that decoder, Jim. But, I thought your radio would do that, your 7300. But until you learn that CW really good, it's not a good idea. Whether you get that under your belt, and I know you have. Are you going to talk digital up there at the park, or are you going to talk on CW? I heard you using a keyer, and I had one once, and I used it a couple of times, and I got rid of it because it's too easy, and a lot of guys use them, especially for contesting. But I never had an amplifier for 19 years and an old TS-440, or 140, radio Kenwood, and worked everywhere in the world. When the sunspots come back, 100 watts will do it almost every time. I talked to a guy in South Africa the other day, and I bet I could have talked to him on the rain gutter. It was so strong. It's just a matter of the propagation's there. It ain't. If you got 1,000 watts and the propagation ain't there, you're just wasting your time because you're not going to get through. Anyways, just wanted to throw that out there. Go ahead, Jim.
In us now is to try and send with a decoder. If your decoder copies what you're sending well, then you're sending well. They do not recommend it for head copy, that kind of stuff, but just to keep track of how well you're sending, you know, because they say a lot of the keyers don't work very well, and if your keyer is picking up what you're sending, then you're actually sending pretty good code.
Hey, I like that idea. I never heard of such thing, but I'm old. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, none of us are getting any younger, Tom, so anyway, well, I just finished a couple hours of tennis, and my wife wants me to pick up a couple of bags of ice on the way home, so I'm headed to the ice machine there. You've probably seen it there. It's right there, almost at Edwards Road in Wade Hampton. Tom, I know you've probably seen it.
One up here at Willis's at 14 and Gap Creek Road, and Bernice and I use that because you get 16 pounds in a bag for $2, or 20 pounds, you just stick your cooler under it for $2. And that beats, you get 7 pounds for about the same amount, Bernice? Something like that. Oh, I'm looking here at this Meekum car auction on there. There's a 56 Chevrolet Nomad custom for just a mere $200,000. You ought to bid on that, Dave. Man, you're standing in the community. I saw one a while ago sell for $3.5 million. $3.7 million, and it was a prototype Ford Mustang, a stud horse just like you're driving, Dave. And I wanted to tell you guys, the grandson is out at the BMW test track, and he was running through that skid pad, and our daughter was FaceTiming us and showing us as he was doing that. And if that wasn't something to see, I'll tell you. We're just proud as can be of him for going through that. And I certainly hope he learned something. Go ahead, Jim. KO4LAO N0TR.
Driving course there, Tom?
Yes, we got him that for Christmas. And, just last night, for example, I was talking to my friend Henry Christman up in Kansas, and I was telling him about it and fishing and things like that. Old times, I worked with him for over 30 years. He was a tool grinder. I was an electrician at this machine shop. And he said, Tom, he says, if it saves him, you know, and the occupants in his car just one time, it'll be worth it. His neighbor, his grandson, the night before went head-on with a car in Kansas City and got killed. And so we're hoping that this will just scare the dickens out of him and scare him smart, Jim. Go ahead.
Yep. The bought packages for their folks to go and do as a leadership exercise, a team building exercise, actually. And they all went through it. And she's been through it twice. And I used to have a little Mini Cooper, and she'd been in it after me. And she said, let me tell you how you drive it this wrong.
Tell you what, it was fun to watch him lose control there in those corners going through that spray, Dave. Go ahead, Dave. The ice machine. Go ahead, Jim.
People to get experience high performance driving and learn how to handle their car well, and that helps them. I think it helps them in their everyday driving.
And we sure love him. He's a big old boy. He's 15 and he's got his learning permit, and his dad and mom's been, our daughter's been teaching him how to drive, and they got him a 2007 Mustang the other day, and it's beautiful, not a mark on it hardly. And it's, hey, it had 34,000 miles on it, you can believe that, Jim, but it's got a big V8 in it. It kind of worries Grandpa, but he's really a level-headed young man. He's 6'4", and, oh, I don't know, how much Isaac weigh now? 225, wears a size 16 shoe. I don't know how he fits in it.
I think he can fit in a little Mustang like that.
Pretty tall. I'm not certain. I've just met Dave. What, Bernice? Yeah, Bernice says he is. And I've met him a few times at the meetings and that. But, yeah, he's got a beautiful Mustang, too.
Yeah, I think, you know, teach them how to drive in high performance, and that there are places to do that, and not on the streets, and teach them about sudden loss of judgment. Every now and then somebody decides they're going to do something without thinking it through, and the results of that.
A little space for Dave in there if he comes back. Yeah, I think he will. Yeah, that's as good an explanation as there could be, Jim. I went out and talked to the instructors yesterday because I wanted to see how it was going to work out. Didn't want to lose my investment there, and because of this weather. And they said, Tom, and they were really nice. That is a beautiful place. And he said, both, there was two guys there, very squared away looking individuals. And they said, Tom, if we're not able to hold the school Sunday, he's definitely going to go on Saturday, which would be today. I went out there yesterday. But he says, if we can't hold the school on Sunday due to ice, we will reschedule him, and he'll get another full 2 days of schooling. So I thought that was more than fair. Just send your OTR.
I'd love to go do that course myself, but haven't ever had a chance to go and do that. But it sounds great. KO4 Leo.
KB4 CPA.
Go ahead, Dave.
I got my two bags of ice, and I'm pointing my pony towards the barn. We're headed for the barn. So y'all have a good evening, and I hope things turn out well for everybody this evening and tomorrow. Not any power outages and that kind of thing. I don't know how much precipitation we're going to get, but anyway. Y'all have a good evening. 73's KB4 CPA.
KB4 CPA, KO4 LAO.
73's, Dave, and you just wasted a couple of bucks there. If you'd have just set a bucket or the pop cooler outside in a couple of hours, you could have had it full of ice. I hope I'm dead wrong on that. Yeah, it's not, the forecast is not very good. So we pray everybody stays safe. You take care, Dave, and put that stud horse in the barn there, as my old butcher friend used to call him. I feel sorry for him. He had a 57 Ford, and he always wanted a stud horse, he said. And I finally figured out that was a Ford Mustang. See you later, Dave. Okay, before CBA and 0TR, go ahead, Jim.
I'm on the same 73 to you here, and I'm going to see if I can get my gear working up and get my HF rig going here. Hook all the power up to it and see if I can send out a few signals there.
Heard you talking to Dave while I was eating there, and that Tar Heel is an old name. I'm not really overly familiar with it, but a lot of the guys used to come up there, Joplin, Missouri, to the Ham Fest, and that had Tar Heels and screwdrivers and stuff like that. But are you going to operate digitally from up there, or are you going to be running CW? And if you are, I can look for you on a frequency.
Everything up. What's a good frequency?
In the afternoon like this, at that distance, we'd have a better chance. I wasn't thinking when I said that, because we'd have a better chance on 40 meters, I would think, than anywhere, or maybe 80, if you can get to 40 with that antenna. And but as far as you working distant stations, you're still good for the upper bands this afternoon, so don't waste your time on me. We can do that another time.
Well, I'll see what I can get going and let you know, and we'll work out a time, but I need to start meeting you on the morning and just practice CWQSOs.
Let me take a quick look here. Have you got a way to look at QRZ while you're up there? Oh, that's far uptown. You're just fixed right up, Jim. Let me see what it says here right now. DX Body Network. But that DX Summit, if you're looking for propagation and times, like I said, put in your friend's call sign and then click on it, or click on one that's on there. I don't know about if you can put your friend's call sign in or not, but if you see one on there, it's interesting. If you click on it and that vocab predictions come up, click on that, and then you can move your mouse around within that sphere, and it up and down in each one of those bands, kind of, well, you'll figure it out, and it'll tell you at what time by color code the best propagation will be for him on that. Right now, I'm seeing not too encouraging. Let's see. 15 meters has a few, but I don't see anything really rare on there now. But 40's been opening up earlier in the evening, too, Jim. You watch the weather while you're out there. Now, if it starts to freeze and rain and that, it could change real quick and bite you.
Some of these roads up here are pretty steep. I'm right up here at the top. It's the highest point you can go to at Ferris Mountain.
I'm seeing an HA8LNN on 7018.8, and he's in Hungary right now. And like I said, it's been opening up earlier around the gray line over to Europe recently on 40. And usually 40, from my experience, is later at night. I see a gentleman on sideband in Canada on 40, but as far as 20 meters go, you just want to know CW stations. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I'm on QRZ.com. Where do you go after that?
Go up there towards the top in that blue line, and you'll see a drop down, and you go down to DX Spotting Network.
Yep. Is it under database or resources? What is it?
It's under database. Sounds like Bob, but in one word, I don't know if I got him or not. Is that you, Bob, in 0TR?
Yeah, send him over to dxsummit.fi.
I already did, but I didn't tell him .fi. What's the .fi, Bob?
.fi, DX Summit, all one word, dxsummit.fi.
Roger. And I was trying to tell him how to use that VOCAT predictions, Bob. And Bob is a bloody genius on this stuff, Jim. It's ND7J up there in Hendersonville. I hate to admit that, though. Usually I got anything that, you know, he's the biggest source of misinformation in North Carolina that I know of, is what I usually tell people, but that's really not true. Go ahead, Jim.
I'm there at dxsummit.fi. I see what you're talking about. So, Bob, what does it mean when it flashes green?
All right, that just means it's updating. Now, first thing you need to do, if you look over towards the right, you'll see the clock says 20, 36, 43, 44, whatever, January 15th. You see that little clock running kind of on the right-hand side?
Roger that.
You'll see a box, and you need to enter your grid square in there, whatever your grid square is. And once you do that, when you click on any call sign, either the spotter or the DX, you'll get a drop-down box, and you have some choices, vocab predictions, gray line map, QRZ, and I forget what the last one is. Let's see, open and club log. If you'll click on that show vocab predictions, that's the circle that you'll see, and then you can see all the bands and the different times, UTC.
So I'm looking at the... now, do you need to put... where do you put your grid square in?
Okay, do you see the clock that's counting down on the towards the right?
Echo Mike 84UX, that's what mine is. That gets you pretty close, Jim, if you don't know yours. And all you got to do is put your call sign in and then click on details on there, and it'll tell you your exact grid square, matter of fact, on QRZ.
What's your call sign, Jim?
Yeah, it's KO4LAO. I think I'm EMTX84. Four Lima Alpha Oscar.
All right, stand by just a second.
Poor Jim's not very bright. He used to pilot in the Air Force the KC-135s and the DC-10 tankers. Just be aware of that. He's pretty much on top of things, but he's just learning this ham stuff.
Okay, your grid square is EM84TX. That's Echo Mike 84 Tango X-ray.
84 Tango X-ray. But I'm looking at on a cell phone now. I'm not on an actual computer. So do you click on the clock? Oh, I see where it says location underneath the clock.
Grid sign in there, your grid square in there. Now, another thing before you get going too far is towards the top on the left-hand side, you'll see a little thing. It says filters. And if you click on the plus sign, you probably want to go in there and add, 160 meters, 80 meters, 40, 30, whatever bands you work. And then you probably also want to click off phone, CW, and digital. And what that's going to do is that's going to show you the spots on all of those bands on phone, CW, and digital. That's your initial setup, so to speak. And you'll see it update every 10 or 15 seconds. That's the green. It pops up green for a couple seconds. And it just updated and added some new ones. For example, right now, I updated again. Okay, I see South Africa is on 14251. Zulu Sierra 1, Oscar Papa Broadway. If you click on that, and right now on 20 meters, you have an 86% chance of hearing him. You could look at that vocab prediction, a very useful tool.
Yep. Spend some more time with this and looking at it here. I did get my location put in, and... I see where it's updating. Yeah, I used to, I know Tom was saying you live in Hendersonville. I used to teach at North Henderson High School up there.
Graduated from the school. What's your last name?
And I used to run the junior OTC program up there.
The kid's last name is Tindall, T-I-N-D-L-E, Bobby, Joel, and Robin. Both, or all three went and graduated from from Henderson, North Henderson there. But I use DX Summit as a spotting cluster, and I use it for this vocap, and that's the only cluster that I watch, and it's probably the best one in my opinion, and I like the DX. And it tells you, I've actually set my alarm to wake up in the middle of the night because that happens to be the best chance of hearing somebody. And I use this thing all the time.
Earlier in GLTR that I did a QSO this afternoon with a guy in New Zealand. We just did it on Zoom, and more for practice than in the CW Academy we're working with. But I'd like to do it live, and so I think this would be a great tool to use to see when I can maybe have the best chance of trying to reach him out on the air.
Well, as Tom said earlier, I'm the biggest source of misinformation in North Carolina, which brings up the point that he's the biggest source of misinformation in South Carolina. But in this case, he was spot on.
That's one.
Well, certainly appreciate the advice, and I'm going to use this tool because I think it's great. Now, where do you put your call sign in here?
Well, if you were wanting to look me up, for example, if you go almost to the top where it says search, you can type in a call sign and hit that little search bar, and it will add all the times that I've been spotted here recently. Like somebody spotted me on FT8 January 4th. There's some 6-meter stuff on there. But then you have to go out there and remove that under the filters box, or it'll keep pulling up just my call sign.
I'll give it a whirl there. I need to maybe go through the tutorials and learn more about it, but it looks like a great tool. Tell me your call sign, over.
My call sign is November Delta 7 Japan. And actually, I've got a website, nd7j.com. All of my contact information is up there, including my phone number. And if you ever run into an issue or you need to call me on something, I'm always happy to help when I can. So if you need to give me a call or shoot me an email, I'm happy to help you out.
Interruption there and the advice. Very much appreciate the help there. I'm in the intermediate class here in the CW program at CW Academy, and we're getting to where we're doing QSOs, but they're trying to encourage us to get over the reluctance to get on the air and just go out there and make as many mistakes as you can.
Well, CW Academy is an outstanding class. I started it, and I never finished it for one reason or another. And I'm not a big CW guy. I can mutter my way through. I really, as long as I've been in ham radio, I should become proficient in it. And I keep saying that I'm going to. And one day I'm sure that I will get a little more proficient in it. But if there's anything I can help you out with, I'm always happy to help.
He's a little slow, too. I'm from Kansas, but he's North Carolina up in the hills, Jim. So you have to keep a little slack.
Into consideration, KO4LAO.
Yeah, and Tom he's not all there, Jim, so don't. The real nuts and bolts of that household over there is Bernice. Tom's just there for the food.
Boy, that's true, Jim. Jim, Bob's number one in my book. I'll just tell you that. Best there is. Can you give me a little tutorial on this DX Summit while you're there? Unless Jim's wanting to get out of here, I'll turn it over to Jim. And I know he was wanting to get out up there on Paris Mountain. Go ahead, Jim. KO4LAO M0TR.
KD7J. Is that correct? KD7J. Is that correct?
November Delta 7 Japan, ND7J Norway, Denmark, 7 Japan.
7 Japan and KO or N0TR. I'm going to say 73 to you guys and see if I can hook this stuff up and get something going here before the weather gets too bad. KO4LAO.
Hey, one other thing real quick, Jim. Down the road, a few days, weeks, whatever, if you ever care to get involved with FT8, I'd be happy to help you, and we can do a team viewer where I can connect into your computer and help you get it set up and show you how, give you a quick little lesson. And I've done this with a lot of guys to help them get going, even if it's not FT8. Sometimes if you have a problem getting something set up, so don't hesitate to holler. And N0TR, go ahead.
Yeah, Jim, you'll have to go up there and visit Bob, or I'll even go up there with you. He has, I'd say, the finest setup and most beautiful radio station in this part of the country. And unfortunately, I was one of the ones that kind of helped him get started there.
I'm away from my Bofang when I started 9 years ago. But Tom was one of the first ones I've met. So go ahead and get yourself set up. And Tom, let me, what is it that you need to know on DX Summit? I'll help you out.
Okay. It says over there in the grid square, it says Echo Mike 85 UAL, and I'm Echo Mike 84 UX. How do I change that? Just backspace it and put it in there? Will it stay?
Yeah, just backspace, you know, and put your grid square in there. And then if you're going to bookmark it, you bookmark that page, and then every time you use that bookmark to open it up, it will pull up EM84, whatever your grid square is. And then if you want, before you bookmark it, you want to go up to the top and set up your filters. And I, of course, have put in, you know, everything from 6 meters up to 160 meters, phone, CW, and digital. That's probably the most useful setup right there, because that shows you spots on all the bands, phone, CW, and digital. And I also put in WARC, those bands as well. That's how I've got mine set up.
0TR. Okay, I think I did that because I mainly wanted CW and single sideband. And but a while ago you mentioned ZS in there, and I didn't see him down in South Africa on that. But do you just click on DX and then filters, or you just click on filters there to check it?
No. Tell me, do you see a bunch of green little boxes up there underneath the word filters?
No, sir. It's blank.
So click on the plus sign.
Roger, and then it says set filters or clear filters.
Okay, no. Scroll down a little bit more, and what you're going to want to do, if you see on the left-hand side, you'll see where it says mode, include selections. So you can click on phone and CW. If you don't do digital, you don't need to click on it, because it won't show. If you don't do it, it won't show you the digital spots, because you don't want to see them anyway. And then under HF, you will click on, you know, 160, 80, 40, and so on. And if you want, you can add the WRC bands, or you can not. And if you're not doing 6 meters down below the VU SHF area, you don't have to click on 6 meters. That's about all that I click on, and that's probably all you need. And then once you do that, go back to the top. That plus sign turned into a minus sign. Click on the minus sign, and now you've got your filter set.
Oh, thank you, Bob. So down here where it says HF, do I just click HF and then the bands I want?
You don't even have to click HF. Just click the bands that you want.
I got that. And there's 14, 18, 21, 24, and 28. And then click on the work bands. I want them, of course. And then, all those green things are there. And then go up there and click on the minus, you say, or click on set filters?
No. Click on the minus sign.
Hit that, and it turned to a plus, and all those little green dukes are in there now. Boy, dang ingenious, these Japanese.
This is actually in, where the heck is it? I forget where this is at, but it's not Japanese. It's somewhere cold. I just can't remember right now where it's at. But what you'll see now is you'll see spots from all the bands, phone and CW only. And then if you've got your grid square in there, you got to have your grid square in there for that little vocab thing to work. because it's got to know where you're at in order for that work. Like, I'm not sure if you're seeing right now, Namibia is on 30 meters, FT8 right now on 10-136.
All the same, Bob, in Namibia there, I'm looking for it, but I don't see it right. Oh, wait, I see the names out here to the right, dummy. I wouldn't see it, Bob, because I don't have the digital modes in there.
Right, I was just going to tell you that. So you're not going to see it in your particular case. But let me see. Uzbekistan, Lima Uniform 7, Alpha Alpha, stroke Uniform, they're on 10 meters right now, 28,400. And if you click on him, it's showing, like, the chances is zero that you're going to hear him, on 10 meters right now. So let me see. Let me find one here. And it moves pretty fast. So that's the downside of this thing. It's updating very quickly. So one of the things that I do when I'm using this, if I see something that I'm very interested in that I want to work, is I click on the call sign right away and I open up that vocap. Because that VOACAP thing will stay in front of you even though it's updating. You just want to remember the frequency that it was on. But, for example, Chile just popped up at 28,450. I've got a 63% chance of hearing him, and I want to turn my beam at 171 degrees. Now, if you look down at the bottom of that VOACAP window, you will also see where you can switch it from long path to short path, or from a less enthusiastic station, which they call basic. And if you click that, it will turn to super, which means you got beams and amplifiers and everything else. So that changes your percentage of being able to work on your phone.
Exactly, Bob. Yeah, I used DX Summit before. And at the time, I think I had my grid in there, Echo Mike 84UX, but it had changed when I brought it up this time. In fact, I had it bookmarked. Now, to keep this this way, what I got to do, that the next time I come up, it'll still be set.
So you want to bookmark this page, and if you've already got it bookmarked, you want to go in your bookmarks, delete that bookmark, and then re-bookmark it, and it should bring it back up to you. Because if you look up in the top in the address bar where you would type, HTTP, whatever, or if you typed in an address, if you look up at the top, you'll see where it says dxsummit.fi /#/, and then it says include, and you see up there in the address line where it's including. So if you bookmark that page, it will all stay.
They're done, Bob. I understand, and I understand how to get it back now. Boy, I appreciate it, Bob. I really do. I used it, but I wasn't using it as good as I should because that grid square had changed more towards North Carolina, which I don't know that it made that much difference, but now it's right on me, so that's good. Well, I went out and got the chickens all secure earlier. And I did put up some temporary cardboard to block the wind. They said that we might have as much as 45-mile-an-hour winds. You guys are going to get mostly snow, but we're supposed to get a lot of ice down here, Bob. It's N0TR.
Yeah, I'm actually looking out the window here of the shack, and I saw a couple flurries already. So I think it's going to start to move in here. In fact, I'm going to go pull my truck up to the top of the little hill there. Just in a minute or a few minutes here or so. But, yeah, DX Summit, as far as I'm concerned, that's the best cluster to use. It's got a lot of really great tools. You can click on the call sign and check the gray line, which I use all the time to see how close to gray line I am for a particular call. I use that VOACAP prediction, like I was telling Jim there, to... hey, I'm trying to work Bouvet or whenever, the expedition. When's the best time for me? And, I mean, I've set my clock to wake up because propagation is, that's the best time. And I've been very successful in hammering down some of them.
Bob, Well, I checked the Earl and the generator, and it looked like it was new, although I didn't, haven't changed it since April, but it only runs 6 minutes a day, a week, so, and exercises, so I think I'm good on that. And I know you got yours all squared away. And I went out and put some salt on the driveway. I have no intention of going out in it whatsoever. But now they're saying it might stay cold for 3 or 4 days afterwards, so we'll just have to play it by ear. They usually overemphasize everything and make it sound like the end of the world. And I think that's good in many ways, because then that way it saves lives. And a lot of times it doesn't materialize, but this one, it just says it's a matter of time and it will materialize. So it's pretty definite we're going to get shocked. Well, I'll let you go then, Bob. You be careful. You need anything, holler at me. And it's been really nice talking to you this afternoon. I need to run down the hall. ND7J and 0TR73's Bob.
All right, Tom, you have a good one and enjoy. I'm going to run outside and get the truck moved around and maybe chuck another log in the fire. S73s, if you need something, Tom, feel free to call, and we'll be sure to help you out. And coming down that way on the 20th, maybe I'll see if I can leave an hour or so early and stop by and say hi on my way to the meeting. And if you talk to Jim again, tell him about the SCDXA, or tell him to call me. Azerbaijan's on 30-meter FT8 right now, so I might try to work him. Have a good one, Tom. We'll catch you soon. ND7J.
Okay, Bob. Yeah, she is great. I think he was a colonel, was his rank in the Air Force. And I've known him quite a little while down here now. And just an excellent individual. And he's really doing his best on that CW. And I'm happy for him. He's got a Tar Heel antenna. And I think a tier and that, and he was going to try it out up there at Paris Mountain. So, kudos to Jim. Anyways, take care, Bob. You be safe out there. And we'd love to have you. Let us know. Maybe Bernice will make something special. ND7J and 0TR73.
73, Tom. Say hey to Bernice. ND7J, I'm clear.
But, hey, you need to make some of her summer sausage like you like so well. That'd be real good during this cold weather. I know you got bologna smoked, but and of course you put out a lot of bologna, but that summer sausage, far uptown as you can get. See you later, Bob. ND7J and 0TR clip.
Yeah, roger, roger. And there's Azerbaijan in the log. How do you like that? I'm 30 meters top. You have a good one. And I need to get some of that, the one ingredient that I have a hard time getting, it's the curing stuff. I know where it's at or what it is and where to get it. I just have to get some. I'll let you get down the hall. I don't want you to have an accident at your age. Have a good morning, or afternoon, rather, ND7J.
Oh, that's definitely a 2. Might even earn you a 3. Yeah, I can't remember the name of it either now. Morton something or other salt. And I got it off of Amazon, Bob.
And I've made that several times. We enjoyed that here for sure. I've made that several times, and I thought about making it recently, and I keep forgetting to go on Amazon and order some of that, but I'm going to be sure to do that. So we'll be enjoying that. Yeah, the smoked bologna, I took a pound of it over to the neighbor and I also made some homemade bacon, and I made some homemade candied bacon, which is really, really good. And I had to pull it back here so my daughter gets here so she can have a chance to try it. But maybe I'll try and save you a couple pieces and bring it down. It goes real fast here.
It was Morton's Quick Salt. And here's your tip of the day. I saw it on TV. Take a beach towel and put it on your windshield and leave the wipers up off of it and trap it in the doors. And that way the wipers don't get frozen to your windshield. Anyways, talk to you later, Bob. ND7J and 0TR.
Roger, roger. I may just do that, Tom. I'll have to get a beach tower because I don't live near the beach, but I see snow starting. I'm going to let you go, Tom, but I'll be back inside here in a few minutes. ND7J, clear for a few.
Bernice just handed me this, Bob. It's called Morton Tender Quick, a home meat cure, and it's in a 2-pound bag.
I wrote it down here on my pad already. And I'm trying to work China on 30 meters right now, but I was actually calling CQ, and he came back to me. Now he's not responding, so I need to just move up a little bit. There we go. We'll try it again.
Yeah, I've worked China before on a real radio, not FT8. Oh, I had to throw that out there. It means you give me a 2 in zero TR.
Yeah, I've got China, too, on sideband and CW, but and I think I've already got them on digital. I'm trying to get my DX numbers up for 2022 right now as we speak. I am at 87 countries this year, 87 countries in 15 days.
Good Lord, that's amazing, Bob. I'm not surprised. In zero TR centuries, Bob.
Later. I'm going to step out of here. Anybody wanting to call me, I'll be back in a few. November Delta 7, Japan. I'll be clear.